started out on leased ground near Conrad, north of Great Falls. And last year, we made the big leap and purchased our own place in September. So we've been here about a year, and we do 30 acres, and it's an old-fashioned kind of farm. It's a lot like the farms that existed, 50 to 100 years ago around here, small and diversified. So we do about 3.5 acres of mixed vegetables, just about anything you can grow in Montana. And then we also do 6 to 10 acres of heritage and ancient grains, which we market locally and statewide. It's all direct market. And then we also raise the turkeys, the heritage turkeys. And this year we had 73, and we just finished bagging all of them yesterday. So we did all the processing this weekend. It went really well.
So you sold out?
We did, yeah. Yeah, we sell out every year. That's the thing about turkeys. People are really hungry for local turkeys, and they're hungry for organic turkeys, and they're hungry for these particular breeds, which are these older breeds. The heritage birds are very popular as well. So we generally sell out every year. We had fewer this year than in the past. We kind of took it a little bit easier this year on ourselves. But we can certainly do more, and planning on doing many more next year as well.
At this point, we should talk about what a heritage turkey is. It's not a butterball.
It's not a butterball. Yeah. So these turkeys are, they're the kind of turkeys, they're closest to a wild turkey, basically. And there's a few things that make a heritage bird a heritage bird. According to the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy, there are basically three things that make a heritage bird a heritage bird, and that's that they are naturally mating, meaning that they can do it themselves. The second thing is that they have to have a long, productive outdoor lifespan. So a lot of modern breeds they don't do well outside. They do better in confinement. They've been bred to do well in confinement. Ours like the outdoors. They can fly, which is problematic for us at times. And then the third thing is that they are slower growing. So it takes our birds about 6 months to grow out, and that gives them a little bit more time to develop their skeletal structure better. A lot of modern breeds are bred to get so big so fast that some of them can't walk or fly because their skeletal structure doesn't have the time to keep up with their weight, basically. So ours are pretty, they're really hardy birds. They do well outside, and they're a good integration for what we're doing on the farm as far as the diversification and kind of the overall ecology of what we're doing.
And you would argue that because the birds naturally breed and because they are outdoors and not confined and feeding on things outdoors, that they produce better meat.
They do. I think so. Of course, I'm not an objective observer in this. I love those things. But they have a little bit more darker meat. They're juicier, and they are a bit closer to what you would think a wild turkey might taste like. And I think they're delicious. We had one last night. We sometimes can't wait till Thanksgiving. So I grabbed one out of the cooler last night and popped it in the roaster, and it's quite delicious.
The heritage turkeys almost went extinct, I read, by 1990, that
yes.
The mass production of turkeys had almost made these extinct. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, and that is one of the that's one of the founding principles of what we're doing out here. With the farm, with the turkeys, and with our grains, and with our vegetables. We grow mostly heirloom vegetables. We grow heritage and ancient grains, and then we grow these heritage turkeys. And the idea is that in order to save these valuable genetics, we have to eat this food. So it seems kind of funny, but in order to save the American turkey, we have to eat it. because the more we eat it, the more we grow it, the more farmers are growing it. This particular, these breeds, the more these genetics are going to be around. And the genetics are really important for the future of our food, whether that be through the grains or through the vegetables or through the turkeys. These older genetics hold, they might hold the key to our food supply in another 50 or 100 years. And so we're big proponents of bringing back some of these older breeds and seeds for that reason as well.
And your birds have no antibiotics. How do you keep them healthy?
It's the breed, partially, because they're a hardy breed. As far as keeping them healthy, we're firm believers in a healthy environment on the farm makes for a healthy animal. So, you know, we allow them to be outside, and they're not confined. We're feeding them good food and taking good care of them, and that we've never had any health problems with our birds. So that's, I think, a testament. We've been growing these birds for, we've only been farming for 5 years, but before that, my husband Jacob was apprenticing on a farm in Big Sandy with our friend and mentor Bob Quinn, and he raised them for 2 years then. So this is actually 7 years for us with the turkeys.
You mentioned earlier that they do fly, and that sometimes gives you problems.
Yeah.
They fly off,
yes.
Off the farm, I assume. What do you do?
Yes. Oh, they're tricky. Predators are tricky. So, you know, they're pasture raised, and they would be delicious for a lot of the coyotes that we hear around here in the middle of the night. So we actually have a large barn that we herd them into every night. So they have free range of the farm, which is great for them and great for the flavor of their meat and great for the bugs that they're eating that, you know, might be problematic for us on the other aspects of the farm. But boy, I am so over scraping turkey poop off of my windshield or off of my porch. Thanksgiving is always a slightly happy and slightly sad day for me, but mostly happy this year.
The end of the poop season, right?
Exactly. It's great fertilizer for the rest of the farm, but it's not doing anything for anybody on my windshield. So.
Your turkeys cost quite a bit more, Courtney, than a turkey at the local Safeway or Albertsons. They're about $6 a pound compared mm-hmm. to about $1.30 for
yes.
the other. That's an expensive turkey. It'd be about almost $100 to feed a crowd.
It is. It's an expensive turkey. And because of that, they're not necessarily for everybody. There are efficiencies in growing poultry in kind of the modern way, which is lots of confinement, lots of birds in one space. It's definitely more efficient to grow like that, but in everything that we're doing on the farm, we're looking at kind of the efficiencies of modern agriculture, which has its place in this world for sure. But trying to revive an older type of agriculture that we feel like is better for the land that we're growing it on and better for the health of the animal and ultimately better for the health of us and for the health of our bottom line. You know, if we want these kinds of farms to be around, unfortunately, they're not as efficient as modern agriculture, and that means that things cost a little bit more. But when you look at it, it's probably more of a true cost of the food. In cheap food, with cheap food, there are other costs that we don't see at the grocery aisle, costs to the environment and costs on labor and costs on other things. And so,
and one's health, perhaps.
And one's health as well, yes.
One final question for you, Courtney. You mentioned that you'd already cooked a turkey and you mm-hmm. roasted it. Is that how you fix it for Thanksgiving? Tell me your recipe.
Yes, yeah. Our recipe is about 20 minutes a pound. And our birds are fresh, too. They've never been frozen, so they cook a little bit faster. So it's definitely a trick to get it right. Mine is just a simple rub of olive oil and garlic and salt and pepper, and I sometimes stuff a few herbs in the cavity of the bird and maybe an apple halved stuffed in there, and then I roast it for about 20 minutes per pound on it, and that gives it a nice crispy outer layer, which I like, and a nice moist bird on the inside. And we'll have our second one on Thanksgiving. We're kind of gluttons this year, so we'll have two this week, which I'm not going to complain about.
Well, it sounds delicious, and I've been speaking with Courtney Cowgill, and she is a co-owner with her husband Jacob of Prairie Heritage Farm. where they raise heritage turkeys, and they sold out this year. Courtney, thanks so much for giving us a turkey lesson, and also I want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thanks, Sally, and happy Thanksgiving to you.